Shalom, this is Billy Brim and...
Hi, Shelley Brim Baggett. Hey, Mom.
And we're talking about the minister's conference that we attended in Fort Worth, Kenneth Copeland Ministries, and how the Spirit spoke to the churches.
Mm-hmm.
He spoke to every one of those ministers there. They came away saying this was the best one ever.
I think so too.
And it was certainly a unified one. Mm-hmm. Every speaker was speaking the same thing. And really, what they were speaking is, we heard from the Lord that God wants to manifest His power. He wants to manifest it right now. He wants to manifest it through believers,
mm-hmm.
His church, and what we have to do to get that power manifested. To work with Him in manifesting that power. Now, I'm thinking right now, I'm holding in my hand this little book, The Wake Up Call. We have this if you want to get it. It's by Kenneth the book was printed by Copeland Ministries, Oral and Richard Roberts. But the book, it just tells about what happened to Brother Oral Roberts. He was walking down his hallway. I had him walk me down this hallway and reenact what happened. He took me by the hand, walked down this long hallway, and he got ready. His wife, he'd been back studying in his bedroom. His wife, Evelyn, called him to eat. As he walked from the long hallway back from his bedroom, rounded the corner into the eating area, living and eating area, he heard a big boom, like a sonic boom. He said it shook all his flesh. His flesh quivered for hours from that. And the Lord told him that it's time for the second coming of Jesus. The church isn't ready. The world isn't ready. And God is going to give a sign. And the sign is a wake-up call that Jesus is coming. Now, I'm going to read you right now from page 21 of this book. Oral Roberts said, I asked God about the church. What was the condition of the church? And what effect should this revelation that he's bringing as a wake-up call have on his church? I'll never forget what he said, and I say it very carefully and without trying to offend anybody. He said, there's an emptiness in my church. He said, there is a weakness, a wimpness, like being a wimp. There's a spirit of weakness in the people who are trying to proclaim my gospel. They're not feeling me on the inside of them. They're taking some form of theology and taking that little form, and they're following what they've been taught, and the people are coming and sitting there and crossing their arms and saying, well, I hope I feel better when this service is over. And they get up and go home. God said there's not much happening. And he said, there's got to be a wake-up call because the second coming is going to change everything and change every human being who has ever lived before and all who are alive now. So this is a serious business. We were in a minister's meeting. It's a serious business that we ministers get off of our own programs and let the Holy Ghost guide us, lead us, speak to us, tell us what to do, and demonstrate and show us how to demonstrate the power of God.
Mm-hmm.
Bless the Lord. Now, Shelley, I've given you a scripture there, and I printed it out for you. And this is from the book. Oh, absolutely. I believe that the book the church should be meditating right now is the book of Ephesians. This book is written to the church and tells us wonderful things about the church. Just start reading, Shelley, in Ephesians
chapter 3.
No, I wanted you to read chapter 2, but I'll read it.
Okay.
Turn to chapter 2 and I'll start off reading here for us. Ephesians 2, it's written to the church. The letters are all written to the church. All the Bible's for the church, but not all the Bible's about the church. A part of it is about other people. The part that's to, for, and about the church are the letters. And so this letter is written to us, and it says about us, verse 4, He has chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world that we should be holy and without blame before Him. The church is a very special group. I like the Greek word, the ecclesia, which means assembly. And that's the word they've translated church, although it's not the Greek word for church.
Mm-hmm.
The Greek word that is translated church is the Greek word for assembly.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the word that is like the Hebrew word, kinesia. You know, in Hebrew, in Israel, you know this. What do they call the place the government, Shelley?
The Knesset.
The Knesset, mm-hmm. Okay. What do they call a synagogue? They don't call it synagogue.
No, they call. Do they call it a Knesset too?
Beit Knesset.
Yes,
they call it Beit Knesset, House mm-hmm. of Gathering. Mm-hmm. So the Knesset is a gathering, mm-hmm. governmental gathering, and the synagogue is the Beit Knesset, mm-hmm. House of Gathering, and they call the church the Knesia.
Mm-hmm.
So see, they even see that we're a gathering.
Mm-hmm.
We're gathered out from every tongue, every mm-hmm. tribe, every people.
Yes,
and we are gathered out then to make a corporate body, which is the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this body is very special. And here in the book of Ephesians, it tells us that he chose us before the foundation of the world, that there'd be this body. Actually, foundation there is katabole, which means ruin. And I think it's what happened between Genesis 1:1 and Genesis 1:2. You can get our book, The Blood and the Glory,
mm-hmm.
which goes into detail about
yes.
that. But since that fall of Satan, and the fall of man,
mm-hmm.
he chose, before it,
mm-hmm.
he mm-hmm. chose that there'd be a body
right.
with Christ Jesus at his head mm-hmm. and we as its body.
And
he has decided that we will be ever before his face.
Mm-hmm.
That's our place.
Don't you love that word there too? Lifne, before the face.
Before the face. It means to the face.
Mm-hmm.
The Hebrew word is lifne, which
mm-hmm.
means to the face. And it's the Greek word that's likened to it. Before the face. We're before the face of God.
Now,
that's
think about that, because in Isaiah, when it talks about the righteous nations, which would not be the church,
mm-hmm.
but if they want to get before God, they have to come with the sacrifice and walk
right.
with their feet. But that is not the place of
no.
the church. The church is going to be right before the
She's
face
talking
of
about
God.
During the millennium.
Yes. And
because
so,
they're going to have to come up, it says in Zechariah, mm-hmm. the last chapter.
But it thrills my heart that God has this hidden mystery, the church, which is his body, that would be before him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's wonderful. Yes, go ahead.
Praise the Lord. No, I was just going to tell you to move into the mic. I think
your
voice gets a little
soft.
Oh,
okay. All right.
But she thought I was signaling her to stop.
No,
I wasn't.
No. Oh, okay.
But yes, he's chosen us in him before the foundation of the world that we should be holy and without blame. Where?
Lifne.
Before him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. In love, having predestined us, that means foreordained us. And then in this marvelous message to the church, he gives us a prayer to pray. And we pray that prayer in Ephesians 1. We pray the prayer in Ephesians 3. But he talks to us about the plan. God is a planner. Now here, Shelley, I want you to read what I put on these pages for you.
Okay.
This is what is called by Macmillan, and he calls it this in his book, The Authority of the Believer, which you can get from us. And he calls this the purpose of the ages, because the purpose of the ages is the correct way that you translate the Greek. Now, God has a purpose of the ages. That means ever since there's been any ages, he's had a big purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And that purpose is revealed to us in this book to the church. So Shelley, please read for me and for us King James Version first, Ephesians 3, 9 through 3, 11.
And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Okay, so he has a plan, and that it's his mystery, according to the fellowship of the mystery, 3:9. Mystery is the Greek word mysterion. It means a divine plan. Fellowship means working together as partners and partakers in this mystery is the church. And he wants us to see it.
Mm-hmm.
To the intent,
yes.
Verse 3:10, to the intent, God's purpose,
yes.
that now, under the principalities and powers in the heavenly places, might be made known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. There is a double kingdom system. We talked about it last week, and you go on our radio archives, you can hear us talk about it.
So
that
good.
Kingdom of darkness that's all around the world, mm-hmm. it's God's plan to make known to them right now his manifold wisdom, his infinitely diversified wisdom. And this is called the eternal purpose here in the King James. In the Amplified Bible, it says in Ephesians 3:5, look what it says there.
Mm-hmm. This mystery was never disclosed to human beings in past generations, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles, consecrated messengers, and prophets by the Holy Spirit. It is this, bum, 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 this is the mystery, that the Gentiles are now to be fellow heirs with the Jews, members of the same body, and joint partakers or sharing in the same divine promise in Christ through their acceptance of the glad tidings, the gospel.
Now, this goes down to the next verse, verse 7. Of this good news, gospel, I was made a minister, Paul said, according to the gift of God's grace bestowed on me by the exercise of his power. And so then he goes on and he talks about this mystery. He's been given the unfolding of it. He's mm-hmm. been given the revelation of it.
Mm-hmm.
So now here it is. Start, Shelley, with verse 9, Ephesians 3:9 in the Amplified.
Okay, and also to enlighten all men and make plain to them what is the plan.
Now, don't read the bracketed parts.
Okay.
When you're using your Amplified Bible, the parts that are in parentheses are supported by the original language.
Mm-hmm.
The parts that are in brackets are what the translators have added because they think it's helpful. Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't.
Okay.
The bracket parts are just like an italicized word in the King James.
Oh, okay.
So leave out the bracket parts, but go ahead and use the parentheses in, starting with 3:9.
Okay. And also to enlighten all men and make plain to them what is the plan of the mystery kept hidden through the ages and concealed until now in God, who created all things by Christ Jesus, that through the church, the complicated, many-sided wisdom of God, in all its infinite variety and innumerable aspects, might now be made known to the angelic rulers and authorities, principalities and powers in the heavenly sphere. This is in accordance with the terms of the eternal and timeless purpose which he has realized and carried into effect in Christ Jesus our Lord.
The terms of the eternal and timeless purpose. God has a purpose to reveal himself to those demons who surround this world. To this world. We're talking about this. That's what we talked about at the ministers' conference. And this is Billy Brim and Shelley. I want to say Oaks, but she's got a new husband,
yes.
Dr. Tom Baggett.
Yes.
And they went to the ministers' conference saying, shalom, shalom, until tomorrow. You can contact us at 1-800-972-3447. Shalom.